I've turned back, here we go, silver hounds. Harry and scent, the blood on souls, palate unleashed. Who is expected night after night in the soft light? The word is a stored cast, light useless air tastes aftermaths. Inhaling the cold emptiness, the glamour and strangeness coming back at bedtime. This is that time of year when you behold the fewness in me, the littleness that is a ruination, lewd and cunning, and a second self glowing in fire and ash, who expires in the strong length of our arrivals, closures, the vivid momentous lingerings. What we do, certain and motley and changed utterly, terrible goodwill and a shrill voice harries us. From where does that come? It is a bitter voice and not ours. It rebukes and changes, transforms what we might have as purpose, what enchants us together. Tumble down come shadows of clouds, horses, and the long-legged woman calls me to live inside her like a dream sacrifice. I will be excessive always, always. From where the voice though? Summers and rolling winters, lofty sounds impress our seclusion. The days come like dark sycamores, losing themselves and losing us. How wild can we dare run the silence over vagrant months hermits will live? Here is the din of cities and sensations and blood and unremembered trivial goodness. I owe you all my gifts, which are burdens and blame affections. What do they do but suspend us and sleeps down with us like seeing into the life of things? Darkness and daylight fevers hang on us and turn us to each other. Gleams of thoughts that are somewhat sad and perplexed come towards on tiptoe, like the future led by dreaded nature and sought love's coarse pleasures are all in all what we might be and could become. Deep and gloomy in the appetite that charms and gleams and borrows from the eye-aching joys. Raptures are losses and learn us faultless and humanity chastened and subdued and disturbed. There are giants and round oceans in the mind I would we roll through all things mighty in both what we create and perception. And senses and hidden secret of being. Suffer me and be with me, and on the banks of the river a language shoots wild noisy intercourse of waters rising and falling, the winter cold a portion of how we heal, heal us. Here is where we might be stood together with deeper zeal, a landscape both for ourselves and your sake.